This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right. Welcome to another edition of Reinvention Radio with your host here, Steve Ulscher, along with the crew. What's up, crew?
What's up?
Nice.
Oh,
all right.
Well, why don't I give you a mic?
Can you give Rich a mic?
What about Blab again instead
yeah.
of getting on the...
You know, you and that live stream and stuff. All right, welcome to Reimagine Radio. Hope all is well in the world. Jesus, criminy crackers, it's like almost it's almost Christmas. What is
well,
the deal
the
with that?
Well, the good thing about that, it's almost over.
Every year it comes. I just don't get it. Like, I'm a Jew, and one of these years I'm just expecting it won't show up. But every year it just keeps showing up. You celebrate Christmas, don't you?
I do.
You
that's,
do.
That's actually how I got my name.
That's
Saint Nick. I'm
Saint
born.
Nick.
Saint Nick.
Born
near
Christmas.
Nice.
You know what? I would never would have put Saint in front of your name, which is why it never like correlated.
But you would put it in front of mine.
Saint Mary. Ooh. Actually, yes. Now that you mention it, isn't that was? Oh no, Mother Mary. That was the one.
You can call
that,
me was that the one. As well.
So like my nephew's here, Nick and Alex. Nick,
Alex.
I'm gonna get it. Because Nick is your brother, and I keep calling you Nick because you guys just like. Ugh. I'm gonna get it. All right. So, long story short, Alex is in from Chicago, which is cool, man. Very cool. And you can attest to this, man. Like, everywhere in Pilsen, which is a neighborhood of Chicago, mm-hmm. like, the Mother Mary is in, like, every garage. I can't figure out, like, why they're on the garages. But
they're
that's,
not on the garage.
It helps keep their houses safe.
Is that what it is?
I have one hanging over my door, my front door.
You have Mother... Why would you need Mother Mary hanging over your door? You are Mary.
Yeah, right.
You should put a mezuzah. Like, just cover, like, all bases. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put, like a mezuzah, like, a cross... And I'm going to put the Quran, you know, just like anything that's remotely religious. What do the Christians use? They like a jingle bell. That's what I'm going to put like on the thing there. Don't
we
the Christians
like
use
a turducken for religions?
They just use
what's
a cross.
The word for that?
The Catholics use a crucifix.
Okay, there you go. See, all right. And wait, I've seen that coexist thing with like the bumper sticker, you know, with all the different religions on it. We're going to have to just find
just
all of those
spiritual people.
They're just covering like all their shit. That's like what I've decided.
It's
they're
the
like I'm taking like right. I'm not taking any chances at all. I'm accepting of everyone. I think that's just kind of their policy. But all right, so Christmas is a week away. Full House, Rich Ote, Mary Goulet, Steve Ulscher, Reinvention Radio, along with Nick Unsworth.
Oh,
man.
Hey.
Nick Unsworth in the house. And, of course, Alex Bravo sitting over there. We'll get you a mic at some point here, my friend. All right, and you guys, so what do you do? Do you travel for Christmas?
Nope. Not, I mean, sometimes I have, of course.
Sometimes
I've spent several in Chicago over the years.
Ooh, yeah, mistake right there. That's what I'm doing.
Well, you know, Minnesota, Chicago, I'm used to it. You don't forget how to warm up in the cold.
Oh, God. It's
but
just,
why put all that effort into it? So I just stay and look at the sunsets.
Right. Hey, I'll tell
we
you
were
what.
Sharing pictures.
Oh,
Alex.
That's so
Alex.
Sweet. Alex, I know.
Let me introduce
I
you.
Know my own.
Alex
it's,
and I were sharing
Nick.
Well,
yeah,
my
Nick's
other,
on the show,
my
too.
Other,
it's
hey, like, I have, my nephew's here. Saint Nick. That'll be the differentiation right there. Yeah. So, and
I'm
by
not
the
traveling.
Way.
You are.
Did we move to Chicago? Did that happen?
Because it feels like it.
Like, what in the... Like, I moved... All right, check it out. So, you know how... You know this story, right? So it hadn't rained in San Diego. You might appreciate this, Nick. Hadn't rained in San Diego for like 17 years or something before we moved here from Chicago. The weekend that we moved in, it thunderstormed. Like the weekend. So I take personal responsibility.
So your wife is happy.
Wife loves that stuff. You guys were talking about that, Alex, right? You were talking about the fog and how she loves all that stuff. Not me. No. That's why I moved away from all that stuff. But so... Basically, it rained the weekend that I moved in. It's like, okay, cool. I took personal responsibility for ending the drought. All good with that. And now it's 34 degrees in San Diego.
Oh, come on. It's only that cold at like 5 in the morning.
Has it ever been that cold in San Diego? Like ever?
Not the cold, man.
Oh, yeah. I saw there was frost on the golf course this morning.
You golfed this morning?
I didn't golf, but
you just
I was
looked
there because there was frost on the golf course. So I wasn't going to do it, but I looked and I ate
at the
19th
hole. That's like
binoculars.
Right. That's like me. It's like me with the gym. You know, oh, man, the gym was packed this morning. Oh, you went to work out? No, I was just driving by. I just saw through the windows, man. There was all
crowded.
Right. Yeah, I was like, oh, no.
Couldn't get
no,
in.
No, no, no. Right.
So, that's so funny.
All right. So, Rich, you're from San Diego, so you're not going anywhere, right?
No, no.
But, Nick, you're East Coaster. So
I'm actually staying here because I want to be around. I want some sunshine, you know. I want to have no snow and just relax, you know, by the beach.
And where was home originally?
Connecticut.
So you grew up there. What year did you come to the San Diego area?
So I got out here in 2012.
Okay. So you're a fairly newbie.
Yeah, you are new.
I don't know why I thought you were here a lot longer. But, all right, so here's the fun thing, right? Obviously, a lot of people travel. They go on their planes. They fly here and there. I did a little research, because you know I'm a research kind of guy, Mary, so we're going to play a game.
Oh, boy, here we go.
You like my games.
I do, because then you pull up your phone, and you're like, okay, so.
I do, and I take credit. I take full credit for, like, my...
He's getting slick now. He hides it off the
I do,
camera.
Right? So now you can't,
I can't tell. He's...
Right. You think it's an original thought, but we all know better. I have no original thought. Speaking of which, I had Ivan Meisner on the special episode of Reinvention Radio earlier. That was pretty cool.
Farming, not hunting.
Farming, not hunting. Something about, like...
That was awesome.
You know, what was it? It was... He prefers... What was it on fire?
Enthusiasm on fire.
Versus brilliance on ice.
Yes.
Right? Something like
which
that.
Which Nick would appreciate
yeah,
that,
I
sure.
I like it
so
already.
So we did that to Wade. He used to be brilliance on ice, and now he's...
Ignorance on fire.
White Wade. You'll
White Wade.
White
yeah,
Wade.
I don't know where we lost White Wade. All right, so a lot of people are going to be flying, and you probably need some travel tips. Mary, stop fucking with Black.
Because I'm trying to mute you.
You're trying to mute me. No, we're all good. Look, this is what happens. Like
you do it. He won't, and then he gets mad, and he's like, he pushes my computer back at me.
We do this blab. Thing. Do you use Blab at all, Nick?
Not yet.
Not yet.
A lot about
all
it.
Right. So it's still in beta, and obviously there's.
You see one of our computers fly across the room.
Oh, fine. Her computer is too old. That's all.
Oh.
Let's move on.
Hey, that has an Apple on it. It can't be that old.
It's not that old.
Wait, she just needs a new operating system. That would take care of it.
We have some talking to do.
Some beef going on right there.
Oh, man. Oh, that's as angry as I think I've ever seen Mary. That's cool. That's you angry right there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Man, there's going to be a lucky
Let me add to it then.
Wow.
That should be the first thing you do when you sell Steve's house with the commission.
Oh, there you go.
Is
reinvest that money in Reinvention Radio. I love that idea.
It would be easier if I just quit the show.
Who goes for
less
easy?
Less expensive.
Quit the show. Hey, but with the salary you're earning doing this show, that should pay for...
Nothing. I got nothing, buddy.
You can pay for your access to Blab.
Welcome to the show, Nick.
Yeah, and Nick, and thanks for coming in. For those who don't know Nick Unsworth, man, it's life on fire.
Mm-hmm.
But what else are you doing, man? Kind of bring people up to date so they're like, who's this Nick guy? Because everybody knows you in this room now, but people listen to mine not.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically for me, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, and I've just had so many struggles in my 20s, failed at 11 businesses, everything I touched, and then I had
Like Rich with his relationships, man.
Yeah,
nice.
For the golf game. But, you know, I just kept on hustling, and one of the things that changed my life was actually going to Eben Pagan's event, and so while I was there, I ended up getting clued into what my purpose was. I got into Facebook marketing and advertising, and things just started taking off. Sold a business in 2 years.
Wait, so what did people do like before they had Facebook? Like, my purpose is social media. Like, what did those people do before? So, like, I don't have a purpose, and thank God, social media. Now I found my purpose.
Right? I mean, for me, it was like I had failed at so many businesses because of bad timing. So, you know, back in 2010, it was like no one knew how to market on Facebook. And so I get this brilliant idea. I'm going to be a Facebook marketing expert. I'm going to learn how to run ads because I had a business that failed because of TV commercials. And so I come home. I was in a relationship of 7 years. And I was like, I got it. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a Facebook marketing expert. And she looks at me like, Nick, you're not even on Facebook. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, how are you going to be an expert? You're not even on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, but I bought this course. And
right.
I was just at this event.
Oh,
so.
My gosh.
That's all. That's
I'm
like,
drinking the Kool-Aid.
It's like Rich being an expert of, like, Blab. It's like, I'm going to just, like, it doesn't really exist. It's still in beta. But that's, you know, that's where you're going to find your expertise. Sweet. So after she picked her jaw up off the floor and realized that you were serious about this, you jumped in.
Yeah, I jumped in. You know, starting with local clients, and then I worked my way up to getting you know, some authors and speakers and folks that had big messages, and started running ads. And you know, I actually had a tattoo before I went to that event in 2010. I read the book The Secret.
Facebook logo, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I had this crazy goal as a kid to sell a business by 30, but in 2010 I was 28. dead broke, 50K in debt, got to the event, so inspired. I said, you know what? I'm going to tattoo a goal in my chest to sell a business in 2 years. And so once I became a Facebook marketing expert, started just climbing that ladder, growing. The guy that I met at that event in Los Angeles was my first five-figure client, first six-figure client, and then that dude actually bought my business in 2012.
Tattoo? Yeah, so we're live. I know. Mary's like, oh, look at my
God. Look at that thing.
Oh, that is the Facebook logo. Wait, it's backwards, dude.
It's backwards.
So when you look in the mirror.
Exactly.
So you're basically the only one who can interpret what your tattoo says.
It's a personal goal right there.
So what's yours with your
That's
tattoo?
Funny. Mine says,
Twitter.
Yeah.
One up you, buddy.
That's funny. Oh, man. No, that's awesome. So I have to admit, there was a point in time, and Rich, you can appreciate this, man. So 1993, were you born in 1993?
I was born in 81, baby.
Oh, thank God. All right. So 1993.
That's still bad.
Alex, were you born in 93 yet? 88. Okay, 88. Mary's on blab now.
Finally.
Yay, calling in. You did it. Okay, but I'm not going to accept your request.
Why? Well, then I'm going to pod you down.
Oh, see how that works. But so 1993, and we decided that we were going to do this whole online thing. Heard about this CompuServe thing. I was like, oh, man, that's kind of cool. Let's check that out. So ended up launching on CompuServe's electronic mall in 1993. Mm-hmm. And I was so committed to CompuServe that I have a CompuServe tattoo. I will be the first one
you
to admit there was no way in hell that company was ever going anywhere. That was good. As a matter of fact,
you have a CompuServe tattoo.
Here's what so I figured awesome. Out. I figured out.
I do not want to know where it is.
In 1993, I figured out that CompuServe was my passion. So we see how long. See, passions flame out, man.
Hey.
All right, now we got to find other things to be passionate about. And that's what we'll talk about after the break here on Reinvention Radio, right? I didn't even get to my airline, like my helpful tips. You want to hear more from me. That's a first. You didn't even pod me down. You actually encouraged me to keep going. Awesome. All right, more on Reinvention Radio right after this.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. Full house today. Nick Hunsworth in the house. And Mary Golay Richard Tate. And you noticed, Mary, that's so cool. You noticed the new, like, comeback music. What do they call that? There's a re-something word there.
Is that
there.
Your voice, Mary?
Yeah, Mary, you sound great on that. By the way, nice promo.
Wasn't
Thank
that
you
a
for,
guy?
Was it? no. That's awesome. So thanks for producing that, Mary. That was awesome.
Yeah, and sure. For the big bucks. That's why I do it.
So here's the deal, right? So I figured because we're approaching 78 million downloads right now, I figure somebody... What are you looking at me funny for?
Because I think that's...
We're not at 78 million?
Your nose is longer.
That's not where it goes when I lie. you set yourself up for that
I
one.
I did. I totally walked into that.
You totally... But
almost literally.
Now
hey,
I'm lying.
No.
Oh, dude.
Hey.
I can pod you down just as fast.
That's why we like...
control.
That's why we send Mary flowers before every show, because she, you know, she controls the board there and just try to keep her in our good graces. All right, so I figured, you know, because we're just growing in popularity so much, which is awesome, and thanks to all of those, by the way, who subscribed and rated and reviewed the show. Very cool, so thank you for that, and please keep doing it. And by the way, if you're listening on the podcast, definitely want to check out that special episode we did with Simon Sinek, the Start With Why guy. That was pretty good. And we recently did an episode with Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI. And yeah. That'll hit really soon, too. You have a thought. I can see it. You're like working.
What was last week's first hour?
You're asking me what we did last week, first hour? Do you know how much weed I smoke? And you want me to remember, like, ask me what I did yesterday at 10 o'clock. I mean, that's that is not going to. What did we do last week, first hour? So the point only being that now that we're, Reinvention Radio is just blowing up the charts. I mean, so many people are talking about it. It's like on Facebook, like 4 people are talking about this. you know that thing at the bottom where it shows you like how many people are talking about this?
Yeah.
4. so Mary, Rich, Kelly, and me. There we go. That's the
quality of the show. It's the lack of.
It's the lack of
pushing it out there.
Oh, is that what I was going to say? It's the lack of quality content. I thought that's where you're going.
Because when I have people listen in, like last week I had my friend list my date.
Ooh.
Oh, you brought that up yourself.
Yeah,
right?
She worked that right in. Which, by the way, I you asked me earlier how I met Kelly, our mutual virtual assistant. I did. I totally met Kelly on Tinder. You know, that's our hiring policy. Nick Unsworth and I just came up with that. So we're going to hire for people. We're just going to go to Tinder, and that's going to be our
quality
employee pool.
Candidates.
Our employee pool right there.
Swipe right into the office. What I mean?
Actually, you met your girl
on Tinder. I met my wife on Tinder.
See, Alex, it can work. I'm telling you, man. Alex was like, oh, okay.
You met your wife where?
On Tinder.
You did not.
I did. And you know what's crazy? I actually knew that I was going to meet her on Tinder. My profile, the little tagline said, love at first swipe. And I had hired matchmakers. I was on match.com. I did all kinds of stuff. And then,
so now why was it so tough for you?
You know, another story, I guess.
Okay. That's another show.
But yeah, no, I found her on Tinder. And she didn't realize that some people refer to it as a hookup app. So... She swears to that.
You know why we love Megan? Because she's just so innocent.
She really is. And she's such a rule follower.
Some people call that naive. I just think she's just innocent. And she's just sweet. And she's good-natured and good-hearted. I'm going to find the right man on Tinder. See, that was her approach going in.
It was her intention. Yep.
And I'm going to venture to guess that was not the same intention you had going on.
Well, I went through phases. So, the get out of your system phase.
Some people would call it that.
Then moved it into the find love phase.
The extraction phase. What? You look so, and it's so funny because now like everyone else, I'm telling you,
you can see me blush.
Before Blab, I was like, you should see the faces Mary like makes during the show. Now they can actually see the faces you make during the show. So that's hey, by the way, Fabio just joined us.
What?
Yeah, totally and completely. Fabio just joined us on Blab. So that is awesome. Thank you, man. I loved your books. And
I love the hair.
I like the hair. Yeah.
Right? Right. Can I tell you a true story? By the way, Nick, you're not going to have an opportunity to talk about
anything.
Hey, that's cool.
Oh, man.
Having fun.
That's it.
100% true story. Alex, you got to go. There's a currency exchange in Chicago on Central and the railroad tracks, not terribly far from where we used to live. Why are you nodding your head? You know where Central and the railroad tracks is? You do?
I've spent a lot of time in Chicago.
Oh, man, that's impressive.
I love this.
It was your voice in
I know.
Intro.
Who knew you could sing?
got a good voice.
We've been at this for months, and that's the first time. I never knew you could sing.
Yeah, I used to sing in a band.
What?
Mm-hmm. I sang for years.
What was that one band? Oh, Pussy Riot. Was that it?
No.
That was not your band.
Oh, my gosh. I'm threatening right now.
That's a
real band.
Hey, you guys got a lot of good publicity. You should be proud about that. All right. So, no, I mean this with all seriousness.
Okay, seriousness.
There was a guy at this currency exchange, owned the currency exchange, and, like, straight up, the first time I walked in there, I was like, holy fuck, what happened to Fabio? Because clearly the career has either gone like completely to shit or he's just the smartest guy on earth because he now owns currency exchanges, evidently. Dead ringer. Like, he was literally like, you know, like when I walked in, you know, there's that like huge bulletproof glass kind of wall kind of thing.
Yeah.
So he had his back to, you know, to me when I walked in. I was like, okay. Who's this baby, you know? And then he turned around. I was like, oh, my God, Jesus. And then to boot, it was Fabio. So I was like, whoa.
I just picture Fabio bareback on a horse.
Of course you do. Yeah. Which explains why.
I think we should call Megan.
Riding a horse, that guy.
which explains the other social media account you have. And that's where you met Rich, right? That was Grindr, yeah?
Grindr.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I just introduced Alex to Bumble. And it's funny. He's like, well, what is it? I'm like, look, I can honestly admit I've never been on any of those. I'm just a reporter. I am a reporter. I have heard of such things. It's where the girls evidently... Well, Nick, you can speak to this.
Oh, I haven't been on Bumble, but I heard it's better.
Well, no, but you position yourself as a girl on Bumble. So I'm figuring, like, no.
So it's you've a heard... new app. It's a new app.
It's a new app.
And it's a new swipeable app.
Evidently, the way that it works is the women... And if I put my hand like there, I block like the whole camera, so I can't put my hand up right because then we're blocking Nick. But evidently,
no,
the women
we're blocking you. We can still see him.
The women get to select basically who they want to date. So I think
I've heard about that.
It's kind of like a modern day Sadie Hawkins kind of thing.
Okay.
That's what we should do, Nick. We should totally create like a Sadie something app and sell it to that Plenty of Fish company that just bought them for like. What was that? The Match.com company that just bought them for like $1 billion. Yeah. That's our next project.
It could be.
And here's what we're going to do. We're going to get the Damon John, who is speaking at your event.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So we're going to get Damon John, the Shark Tank dude. Do you know who Damon John is?
No.
FUBU.
Rich. Okay. Rich knows. Do you know what FUBU is?
No.
Do you know what FUBU stands for? You want to guess?
Do you know what rap music is?
We've already, okay.
Do you know LL Cool J?
Yes.
Do you know what LL Cool J stands for?
He's cool.
Yes. Rich, what does LL Cool J
Lots
stand
of cool?
For? You close. Do you know? You totally know.
I'm blanking, but lovers. Something.
Well, love is the second word.
Yeah. No, I'm just.
I don't know.
Ladies love.
Ladies love.
Ladies love Cool
so
J.
So what was that? MMA, you guys are talking about all that kind of stuff, and I had no idea what you were talking about.
That could have been any subject on any given week.
Except SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, I know. That's all. I'll bring in more SpongeBob references.
We got to bring it back to content. Kelly's like, content is key, people.
Yeah, well, she said she wrote that 20 minutes ago. She just gave up on it.
Well, right, because this is our content.
All right, so Damon John is, how cool is that, man? That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So, so first tell everybody about you actually came on to talk about something. So you have an event you're doing in LA.
Yeah. So it's called Ignite Your Movement. It's up in LA, January 14, 15, 16. And the whole intention behind it is to help entrepreneurs either start their first business or to take a business and get it to the seven figures to break $1 million.
Wow.
So it's cool. So we have, you know, we actually walk over broken glass.
I've been meaning to ask you about
Tony Robbins-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
got a piece of that.
You've done the firewalk thing.
I have.
Too, right?
A couple times. Yeah.
So the broken glass thing, I've been meaning to ask you about that. So
it's tempered glass.
Is that what it is?
No, there's actually wine bottles that are broken and smashed and laid into these wooden beds. So when you walk on it, there's enough glass, it crackles and breaks down a couple inches. So you have to go, you have to be very careful. It's all about taking the next step. It's committing to where you place your foot.
Oh,
you've got your eyes on the boards with your biggest limiting belief. So it's wild. It is. I mean, I've
done. Do we get to drink the wine first?
Right. That's a great question.
You can.
Then I will do it.
It's all two-buck chuck, but yes, you can drink as much of it as you want. So that is a great. So you get your vision.
Yeah.
And your goal or your objective or whatever it is.
It's actually your.
It's
so
your
we identify.
Belief?
Yes. So we identify what your big vision is.
Mm.
And then what happens as soon as you really nail that down. So we do a bunch of exercise to figure that out, figure out that why, your big vision. And then once you do that, then the next thing that happens is people say, well, I can't do that, or I'm not an expert, or, you know, they have all these fears. And so we have them take that, their number one fear, put it on the board, march over glass, and then they're staring at their fear, and then they get to it, and they just boom.
Oh, so it's on a board, and
it's on
and
a wooden
punch
board,
it too?
You punch right
so
through.
So we have 45
cool.
seconds to the break, but.
What are you rushing us here? We have a clock. We can see
the
clock.
Sorry. Just wondering, do people cut their feet?
So we had one person who died.
Whoa!
No, I'm kidding. I was a joke.
But you get a waiver, so it's okay.
She hit the arterial.
Yeah, no, total joke. But no, we had one person that cut herself, and it was actually our own team member because she was so committed to blasting through this board.
Oh, she went too fast.
She went way too fast. She like almost like ran through it.
That was a serious limiting belief. She wanted to get through.
It was a big one.
Wow.
It was huge.
What was it? Just why we got.
Well, it had to do. It was personal. It had to do with her family, and it was something that was really emotionally tied.
I got you. Connected. But here's the good news. You recorded the event, so if we buy the recordings, we can see exactly what happened with her. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They signed the release, right?
They do.
Even your own team signs the release. Yeah, yeah, super smart. All right, so let's talk more about the Ignite event in L.A. and Damon John and FUBU and all the fun apps that we're going to develop here so we can stop doing radio
about.
And sell things for $1 billion. All right, more on Reinvention Radio right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that is help so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
Oh, man. So I don't even think I finished my thought about why we have new rejoin music. Did I explain that?
I
can guess.
You can guess, right? All right. So what I was trying to say before my mind so rudely interrupted me with other thoughts, I was just saying on the break here that
Your mind interrupted yourself.
Yeah, I did. Totally. I totally had something I wanted to talk about in the next segment with Nick. Went to go get pen and paper. And in between this seat and that office, totally forgot what I wanted to talk about. But we don't want to get into issues with like copyright infringement and all that fun stuff. You potted me down. Why are you potting
because
me down?
Because
I'm blowing through the levels. I always blow through the levels. Okay, fine.
And I'm just keeping you out of the red, dude.
Well, thank you for that. That would be a
you know
blessing.
What? White Wade got on me. He's like, Mary.
Steve's levels aren't. You're calling him White Wade now. That's
right. He goes, Mary, you know these run hot. You got to lower the levels. I'm like,
it's like every other show that he does here is like on two. And, you know, in terms of like maybe where to set it, like on us, it's like zero. You know, it's just like it's like just a fraction above like zero in terms of
level. But it works.
Level.
We're good.
It does work. OK, so before the break, we were starting to talk about all the cool people that you've got coming to the event, including Damon John from Shark Tank, the starter of. We didn't get to it. FUBU stands for what? Do you know, Rich? You know? Rich Ote?
Yeah.
What does it stand for?
Stop looking at me.
Wait, hold on. Nick, do you even know?
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Alex, do you know? You know.
Is it because I'm a girl?
No, it's totally got nothing to do with it. All right, what is it?
Rich, Forest Bias.
What?
That was one interpretation that I heard. Did you hear the other one?
No. That
Help
was,
me out, Kelly.
I thought it was that.
Type it in. What
so
is FUBU mean?
So Bias. The other thing that I heard was for urban, by urban. So that was another version that I think
that's the Urban Dictionary.
Or that, right?
Oh.
By the way, when you get a chance,
I was thinking the or something.
Have you ever gone on to the Urban Dictionary?
No.
Oh, hell. Have you ever been on the Urban Dictionary?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, yeah. So next time, Mary, you're on the
homework?
Urban Dictionary. Yeah, homework for next week. Here, I'm going to write it down for you. This is the word I want you to
You're going
to
forget it.
No, I'm writing it down. This is the word I want you to look up. All right, what does that say?
Fupa.
Fupa, exactly.
What's a fupa?
That's your homework. You have to look that up. That is totally your... I don't think I've ever seen Rich...
You need a camera when she looks that up.
Rich, I don't even think I've ever seen you get there, right? That's funny. So, no, you're totally
got to get all this taken care of before we go to syndication.
We got to get all this out of our system before we go to syndication.
You scare me.
I do scare you, and evidently I scare a lot of people because we had a lot of folks to start, and now we've got five left on Blab, so there you go. All right, so the event. So Damon John is coming.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal, man. Like, this guy is on Shark Tank. Does he even speak that much now?
You know, I'm not, I don't think a lot. You know, I, how it came together was, I actually met him at Joe Polish. He does this big annual event. And so he spoke on stage, he got off, and then he had, you know, a mob around him. And then,
sure.
You know, everyone was going to dinner, and I said, you know what? I'll meet you up there, and I've got to meet this guy. And so he was on his phone, and picture, I was about 30 yards away, and I was peering around the corner waiting for him to get off the phone.
You like, kept looking.
Like a creep. Like, yeah. Well, and so I would like kind of was bent down. I like look around the corner, and we made that awkward eye contact, and then I like pulled back. You know what I mean?
Shit, he saw me.
Yeah.
And your wife married you.
Yeah. And so it was a little awkward. You know?
Wait, what Nick didn't say is he stalked her the same
right,
way.
Right, that's what I'm
so,
saying.
He first set up, online and then,
right?
You know,
so he yeah. set up the Tinder date and then said, okay, I'll be there at 1:00. So just waited and waited and it's kept peeking around the corner, kept peeking and like, oh, okay, I'll go meet her.
So he actually did have a conversation with you?
Yeah. And so basically, like, you know, he hopped up. Once he got off the phone, I just beelined it. I speed walked over there and I was like, basically I introduced myself and I figured that I've got to add value. I can't just ask because everyone hits him up. Everyone's trying to take. So I was just like, I reached out and I was like, listen, you know, I do online marketing and I'm not asking for anything. I just want to totally hook you up, make you proud. And I want to run ads and help you optimize ads for one of your companies. Mm. And I was like, we've done this for, you know, John Assaraf. We've done this for Brian Tracy. And then all of a sudden his eyes lit up and he was just like, how's Brian Tracy doing? Mm. And so, you know, I said, doing great. And then all of a sudden he shakes my hand. He goes, you know what, man? Thank you. He's like, everyone comes up to me and pitches me. Everyone tries to take.
Right.
He's like, you came up with the same hustle that I had when I started FUBU is I gave first. He's like, I gave thousands of dollars of shirts to celebrities and to audiences and
givers gain.
B&I,
Ivan Meisner. But, you know, that opened up the relationship. We crushed it consulting his companies.
Really?
And then, yeah, we did a really good job. And it wasn't a huge consulting gig, but we did it for free, added value. And then once this event came up, I reached back out and worked a little magic. So,
I mean, that's super smart. Yeah. I mean, it speaks to the power of giving.
How many people are going to be at your event?
So we're,
what's the goal for the event?
Goal,
how about that?
Yeah, the goal is 400. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're marching along. I do have some cool promotions coming up and things like that. So I think that there's a really good chance that we'll sell out. So that's what I'm pushing for.
So what part of L.A.?
It's actually at the Sheraton Gateway. And you're going to love this tie-in. Is that Sheraton Gateway in Los Angeles. It's right next to LAX. And so I went up there about a week and a half ago just to take a look at the ballroom, and I'm pulling up and I had my phone out doing a little selfie video because I was like, you know, pulling up to the event space, and all of a sudden I realized that hotel, the Sheraton Gateway, is the exact
where they did
same
Evan's event
hotel that changed my life in 2010.
Wow.
And I pulled and I like I had crazy goosebumps and I showed it on the little selfie thing, and I walk in and my event is in the same ballroom as his. And so I had an event company that planned it all, so I didn't it
law
was
of
just
attraction
life. Yeah,
there
so
you go.
That is super
crazy.
Cool. And you've got a whole bunch of very cool folks actually speaking. So why are you even showing up for this event? I mean,
why
like,
are you even showing up for us?
I know.
Or for us. That's probably a better question. Because you've got like Ty Lopez is speaking there, right?
Yep, Ty Lopez.
That dude's kind of...
He's crushing.
He's kind of a stud, right?
He's
online.
A big deal.
Yeah. And what does he do again?
So he's got... I mean, he just crushes with YouTube. He's got a YouTube... The Ty Lopez Show. He just interviewed Mark Cuban, Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. So he's got the world's largest book club, bigger than Oprah's. And he just rocks out content, a lot of interview content on YouTube, and adds a lot of value. The guy's brilliant. So he's going to be, rocking the stage at Ignite.
So what do you think a guy like that is going to be teaching? What's Damon John going to be teaching?
Yeah, so basically, you know, we flow on day one is all about mindset, and actually that's why I'm bringing in Ty for day one. Mm-hmm. And so he's, because his mindset is, he has a very unique perspective, because, you know, he's just worked with so many billionaires, he's worked with so many people that are just have got to another level. So he's going to talk through about, you know, breaking through to a seven-figure business, what it takes from a mindset standpoint. We also have this guy Michael Burnoff, who's like a Tony Robbins kind of guy, helping clear beliefs. And then day two is all marketing. So entrepreneurs, once you have your vision, you've got to take that and get a clear plan of attack on how to market that, because you can have the best thing on the planet. You can have the cure to cancer, but if you don't have a marketing plan, it's not gonna matter.
Yeah.
So Damon's going to talk about branding, and then we flow into just all kinds of cool stuff with Russell Brunson and others. So.
Oh, you got Russell Brunson
yeah.
coming too?
Damn.
I want to go.
You should go.
You should go.
You would totally learn.
I know a guy.
And you would break through. And you would break through your limitations. You would put that, like, I know one of your limitations.
I'm going to drink the wine.
You're going to have,
and
like,
give you guys the bottles.
Right?
So Mary, we need about 1,500 more bottles.
you're going to have Reinvention Radio on your sign. Like, I am so.
So
I am so.
Limited.
Right?
It's just got a
totally
marker drawing of
through,
Steve's face.
Totally breaking through that commitment right there.
Just give me a banner.
I'm no longer committed to that way
no,
of being.
No, I think it sounds awesome.
It
so
is.
I'll look into getting some information yeah, on it because I lived in LA, so I have a lot of friends up
cool.
there.
We would love
Very
to have
cool.
you. I'll hook you up free tickets, too.
Right on.
Is that
yeah.
really? Really?
For yeah. me.
Really?
For
free
me.
Free tickets.
And so
him.
Mary gets free tickets. And how long have we known each other? You're like, dude, here's the link. Go on. And and if you want to go VIP, just after you buy the general admission ticket.
You know, as we get closer to Christmas,
VIP.
I'm feeling like St. Nick. So
all right.
Hook it up some
yeah,
free tickets.
And we've got this saint thing going on between us.
You
so.
Do. Yep. You guys are both. Saint? Yeah. All right. So talk a little bit about your approach to live events that's different yeah. than others. Because I know you try to make it more of an experience
yeah.
than just sort of like you come in and you learn or whatever.
So I think with live events, a lot of times you go to a live event, you get really fired up, you
mm-hmm.
get inspired, and then usually what happens is you leave. And it's kind of like, oh, crap, I'm back to the 9-to-5,
exactly.
I'm back to the regular routine, and nothing really shifts or changes. So, I mean, I've invested so much money in going to events and in consulting, and so I really look at this as it's completely reinventing the way that they're done. And part of that is because, you know, that glass walk experience, I mean, imagine what happens at the end of that is, and it's a community. I mean, we have two spotters on the side, two people holding the board. So when you've gone through that, there is such a tight-knit bond. The energy is palpable in the room.
Yeah.
And we've had people that have found love at Ignite. We've had people that have met business partners. So there's a big community aspect to the experience,
nice.
Which is cool. And then outside of that, it's, you know, the personal development piece. And then, you know, the marketing is day two. And then another thing that makes it unique is just day three is everything is about creating a tangible plan of attack.
Mm.
So you leave there literally knowing what your 90-day plan is and how
nice.
To get into action, because
yeah.
most entrepreneurs, they have all these ideas,
mm-hmm.
but it's like if you just knew where to start, they could get into action, you know? So everyone leaves with an action
plan.
Well,
because some of those events, you can go away inspired, but overwhelmed
yes.
and muddy
exactly.
in your thinking. You're like, okay, what do I do first? I'm
now
so excited,
what?
I can't even stand it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and it's a sustainability issue,
yes.
right? And then there's a fine line between creating like this amazing experience and basically like, creating seminar junkies,
yes.
right? Where they're like, oh man, we got to go every year, which is great for, you know, building up that following and so mm-hmm. on. But maybe after the break, what we can talk about
cool.
is how do you help people really just, I mean, obviously you create a plan,
yeah.
but I know you're also about community,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I know you help to really facilitate what happens.
Yeah, like follow-up kind of stuff?
Follow-up kind
yeah.
of stuff and accountability, right? I mean,
yeah.
accountability is a huge part
it's
of
huge.
That. Yeah,
yep.
and so when you come right down to it, that's where I think a lot of the live events lose their people
oh, yeah.
because you go there, you get fired up, you do your thing, you make great friends, and then the flame burns out, right?
And you're isolated as an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
so the community is a huge part of it.
And
yep.
given the fact that the event is called Ignite, there's no way the flame would burn
it's
out.
It's the start.
Yeah, it's the start. Exactly. All right, very cool. So more with Nick Unsworth here on Reinvention Radio right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. You gotta like that.
I do.
That's nice. You never, you know, whenever Lenny would come on, you would never move. Mary would be like, oh God, it's Lenny again.
No, I just like this is new.
You have his things tattooed on your body. You want to hear his music all the time. I can hear the wheels spinning. So you like this better. All right, good. Better rejoin bed. And Rich was actually kind of moving
and
his
shorter.
Head a little bit to
That's
that.
Cool.
And shorter. It is.
It's like 10 seconds.
All right, you need to cut. We got Nick here. All right, so we got to give Nick the opportunity. First of all, where do people find out more information about the event?
Yeah, so basically it is igniteyourmovement.com.
Sweet. Easy enough. Okay. Igniteyourmovement.com. Awesome. All right, so you were talking a little bit about this whole what do you do after the event, right? To kind of keep keep that fire burning,
burning,
so to speak, baby. And by the way, I do also want to talk about you do something very unique at the event. And if you stick around and listen to the whole segment here, this is like, you know how you create like that open loop?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that good?
Oh, yeah.
So if you stick around and listen to the whole segment, we're going to reveal something very interesting and special about Nick's event. Right?
Okay.
That's an open loop. That's cool. I'm learning all the time. All right, so talk to us. You're like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Okay, whatever.
All right, so talk to us about how you create that community. You've got something, you called it Ignite Momentum.
Yeah, so I think one thing that, you know, just to prevent people from leaving and then just not doing anything, you know, we're after success stories. We want radical change. And, you know, we get dozens and dozens of letters in the mail and all kinds of feedback that happens afterwards. You know, people got to be careful. If you come to Ignite and you have a job, we have a lot of people that quit their jobs within 60 days.
Wow.
And create more income. And so basically what we do is once you're at the event, we sign you up for our Ignite Momentum course. And what that means is you're already a part of this thriving Facebook group. You built all these relationships.
So that's included.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we hook people up with accountability buddies together. So the group, I mean, you walk over a glass together, you become buddies.
Yeah.
And so what happens moving forward, we do this thing called Ignite Momentum, which is weekly live calls. And so that's where we're coming back, where we're basically looking at the plans that we've created. We're helping each other stay on track. And then we're teaching awesome content too.
Mm-hmm.
So it just keeps everyone, you know, fired up, keeps everyone going. And then people are just really committed to their goals because they're also sharing their goals publicly in the group and staying committed. So
how many people can be on that call?
So it's all virtual. So we do it on webinars. So
okay, cool.
We've had a couple hundred last time.
You could do blab.
You could blab it up.
Totally blab it up, right?
Right.
All right,
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it is. And one of the things that you do really well that I haven't seen actually at any other event is, I mean, you're able to assemble not just like some of those big name type folks, but you're sort of those, I mean, because like, I mean, look, Damon John is like A-level player, right?
Yeah.
Ty Lopez is like A-level player. But a lot of those sort of folks underneath though that rung, if you will, I mean, you got some pretty interesting game changers. So it's not just them. I mean, you've got other speakers. So somehow you're able to enroll some pretty cool folk to get to that stage, man. So who else is going to be there?
Mary.
Yeah. So
we got Mary. Mary's going to be there. Yeah.
Same Mary.
And by the way, Mary, if you have a microphone in the room, watch Mary, because like literally can't get Mary away from a mic.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Bring the mic.
So who else is going to be there?
Yeah, so we have Mike Koenigs, who is really pioneering just like live streaming broadcasts and YouTube Live and Periscope. We have Lisa Sasevich, who is all about how to, you know, create your like trademark talk and speak that authentically from stage and sell without feeling salesy. So we also have Ree Perez for branding. We've got a guy who's almost done $1 billion in sales to do sales training named Ben Shaib.
Wow.
So yeah, and so we've got some awesome folks. And I think part of it is it just comes back to, you know, just like we talked about, you know, givers gain. So it's like I'm always out building relationships and every once in a great while I'll cash in a couple chips. But it's also, you know, and this is for anyone that is thinking about creating an event, is when you have someone like Damon John, I consider that your anchor. So once you get a big name and they're the A-list, you know, speaker, that's like an anchor like a Walmart would be in a strip mall.
Yeah.
You know, once you have that anchor tenant or anchor speaker, then everyone else kind of
You attract
wants to,
them. Yeah.
Yeah, they attract them. They want to be on that same stage, you know. So, we, you know, it's just a nice way to attract people to you. So.
Yeah, so it's become quite a prestigious stage to speak on as well. And so one of the things that I want to make sure we cover here, and we'll have to kind of bounce through this a little bit faster than I would like, but that's what happens when you come on Reinvention Radio and we get to the last segment and
that's what happens.
So talk for those who are looking to do live events. Talk about the revenue model, because I think a lot of people get stuck in, like, if I do a live event, how do I actually make money? So can you give some insight in terms of what you've seen to be really, really effective in so far as a revenue model for live events?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make is they think that the revenue is in the ticket sales. And that is absolutely not the case. You know, I've, you know, seen folks where it's like they, you know, they want to do ticket sales and then, you know, not sell anything at the event. And what I've found is that you can put on a just a spectacular experience, an event, and you can share what you have. But the cool thing is when you add, when you go into it with the intention to add so much value that you don't even have to do a big pitch, or you don't have to do this big gaudy offer, because when you add so much value, people are inclined to ask you, you know, well, how do I work with you? Or, you know, what do you guys do? Or how can you help me further? Mm-hmm. And so the way I look at it is, you want to pay for your event with ticket sales. The way I look at ticket sales is use ticket sales to offset your advertising expense to put butts in seats. Then the next thing is use your sponsorship revenue to cover all your hotel costs, cover meals, cover all the overhead.
So like, what does that look like? Like, it's like, what's a sponsorship? What does that mean for a live event?
Yeah. Oh, great. So a sponsorship would just mean that you can have someone that speaks on the stage and they can pay you to be a sponsor. So for example, we have a company who we use, you know, every single day called Infusionsoft. So, you know, they're paying a pretty good chunk of change just to be on the stage, and they're actually paying for breakfast for all of the attendees, and it's an optional.
So they're paying
session.
To speak, and they're paying for breakfast.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yep.
So why do they do that?
They do that just because then they get exposure on the stage, and then people ask them, "How do I sign up for Infusionsoft?" Mm-hmm. So you can do it without it being this big salesy pitch fest, because that's what everyone thinks is, and that's what
back
everyone's fear is. Like, oh, it's going to be a pitch fest. But the thing is that, and I said this from the very beginning, is that, you know, I say, listen, here's what my job is to do over the next 3 days. I am going to absolutely do everything in my power to over deliver so that you get to a point where you look at me and you look at the Life on Fire team and you say, I need to find out what you guys can do. You've added so much value for me in 3 days. I need to work with you moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to do a big crazy pitch, because we'll add so much value in 3 days. People ask, and you know, our team, you know, we do share the coaching. It's very light. You know, we just basically share what we do, and it's very non-pushy, non-salesy, and you know, we have folks that want to hop on board. We attract them.
Yeah, so that when people are inspired by what you're doing, the feeling in the room, it has a great energy about it, it's uplifting, they just want to take you home in some way.
Exactly.
They don't want to break that connection and get in their car and they go, I'm alone.
Unlike the environment in the room at Reinvention
I'm
Radio.
Out of here so fast.
Right.
One more hour.
All right, so to close the loop, one of the things that you do is you've actually found sort of the spiritual side over the last few years, right? And so not that it's that old the time through the event, but you do actually bring spirituality into the event.
Yeah, you know, so
a little bit.
Yeah, and so basically, I mean, you know, when I think of what a life on fire is, and so the thing is, entrepreneurs come there to learn how to make more money, to build their brand and market and things like that. But what they realize when they get there is that it's a way bigger picture. It's about having a life on fire. It's about loving what you do for work. It's about, you know, getting your health in check. It's about relationship. You know, so it's a much bigger picture, you know, once you arrive. And so, you know, as I did the last Ignite that I did, I went through the 3 days. And for me, one of the biggest radical shifts in my life has been just connecting with my spirituality. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I wasn't pushing anything, but I said, listen, guys, I'm going to do an optional session at the end of day three. And I just want to share what happened in my life. Basically, you know, once I found God and how everything got better and everything changed, and I couldn't imagine a life on fire without it. So we had a whole bunch of people that were open-minded. They hung out. And
that's how you became a saint.
Right.
That's how
I
became a saint.
IgniteYourMovement.com.
Yeah.
And NickUnsworth.com.
IgniteYourMovement.com and LifeOnFire.com.
And LifeOnFire.com. All right. So you got a podcast. You got other places for people to check you out. So make sure you look up Nick Unsworth and go to Ignite.
Yay! Yes.
And you're going to be there. And Rich is going to be there. We're all going to be there. All right.
Woo-hoo.
Sweet. Another awesome episode of Reinvention Radio. Thanks,
so
Nick, for
much.
Stopping by, my man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. We'll talk soon.
You just got dismantled.
Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olshan, visit reinventionradio.com.